Okay, we're continuing Bez Hashem. This year we started in Mishabura, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, and we did a nice part of the Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos last time, and we'll continue now from where we're holding. And that is in the paragraph that starts Ach Be'eze Inyan, towards about two-thirds of the way in to the Hakdama. Ach be'eze inyan nuchal lovei lezeh ha-madrega she'yishmer Shabbos b'chol protov. So till now, the Mishabura Chavetz Chaim gave us hakdama about how important it is to keep Shabbos properly, shkula k'kol ha-mitzvahs, you see the iser kares, so on and so forth. As we said last time, it could be moichel ha-kol ha-voynoisav, if a person keeps Shabbos ki-hilchasai, like he said, you have to keep it not to be mechalit in any prat of Hilchos Shabbos. So, ach be'eze inyan nuchal lovei lezeh ha-madrega, how is a person able to come to this level, she'yishmer Shabbos b'chol protov, that he could keep Shabbos with all of its details? Ha'etza yu'utzu lezeh, so the etza for this is, she'yira lezaris ezatzmai lo mait Hilchos Shabbos. The first thing is a person has to be mezaris himself to learn Hilchos Shabbos. V'lachzer aleha tamid, not just to learn it, to review it constantly. K'dei she'yeda osir v'amutter, so you should know what's osir and what's mutter. Dilav hachi, afilu im yilmud kalinyonim hamusarim, hamezarzim l'shmira Shabbos k'roi lo yoyloi. He says, because if you don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, you can learn all of the Mamari Chazal. You can learn all the Musar that are Mizar is a person to keep Shabbos properly. But he won't help because you don't know what to do. Uchadisa b'medrash mishlei, ladas chachma u'musar. The person has to know chachma u'musar. Im yesh b'yodei shalacha adam chachma, yachul l'lomay musar. If you have the chachma, so then you can learn the Musar that's Mizar is you to do what's right. But if a person doesn't have the chachma, so you can have all the zeros in the world, but at the end of the day, you don't know what to do. V'akavona, dimutoye bi'ikara inyan shechayshev, she'ein ze b'chal iser, ma'yole ha'musar b'zeh. He says, what's the reason? The reason is because if you don't know what's usar, so you could have all of the musar, being mazar is you to do things properly, but you don't know what's usar. So v'meilo, the musar is not going to help you for that.
If
a person thinks about a certain thing that it's not aser midiraisa or it's not aser midirabban and he doesn't realize it's aser, lo yoylo shul musar. He can know all about moichalin, he can know all the mamari chazal. In parentheses he says, hadimyan, I'll give you an example. Let's say a person has something lost that happens suddenly. What happens? Shemardu behemaisu v'varchal ham b'Shabbos. All of a sudden, one day, his animals, they're marad, and they ran away on Shabbos. Now, what could you do? Now, at this point, you can't start going, opening up your Shulchan Aruch, and start going through the tour and the Beis Yosef. The cattle's halfway down the block already, right? Or you have geese or chickens or whatever they are. So, if there are things that they've been in your house for a while, and they're domesticated, so Tzeda is much more cow there. But these they haven't yet. They're just brand new. They haven't yet been accustomed to your house, and they ran away. It's so easy for a person, without thinking, he goes, he runs to capture them, and he can be over on Yisr Tzeda Midaraisa. And you'll say, okay, so we'll tell a guy to do it. It's not so passionate for a guy to do an Isser Deraisa for you. Now, there might be ways of doing it that's mutter, but if you don't know the din, you're not going to know how to do it. What's the Eitzi says? If a person makes an announcement, there's goyim around, kol ha-matzel einay mafsid. Mishnayis talk about these cases. Anyone who saves it is not going to lose out. So you're not being mitzavah, you're not commanding the guy to do it, but the guy will go do it for you, and then you'll pay him after Shabbos. Or you'll tell the guy to put it into a place which is only an Issa Midrabanan. Oh, telling a guy to do a Drabanan, that's a whole different story. But Makam Hefsid, that's mutter. Telling him to do a Deraisa is not so simple. What's a case where trapping is only Midrabanan? If it's a big house, even once they get in, you still have to run and try to capture them. So it's not really tzeda. The Gemara, the Heichad, the Lematle, Bechad Shichya, Les Beitei, the Raisa. The Gemara over there in Beya talks about if you're not able to catch it in one grab, that's not Tzeda de Raisa. So these are Eitzas here. These are issues that could come up. You see, this was like his first example was the animals, you know, because this is what people had. We always have in the Shtar Mechiras Chametz, it talks about selling the animals in the corral with the chickens and things like that. Rav Hirsch always says, you know, it's like when you read through it, there's some things here that are not negiah to us. And one of those, he's like, he's so busy with the animals over here. Because this is what it was. This people's lives were animals. You had chickens, you had cows, this is what they had. Even poor people had these things. And it was these issues came up. Oy derech mashal, or I'll give you another mashal, says the Chavetz Chaim. Shekara shenidlika hamapesh shel hashulchan b'Shabbos. It happened that the tablecloth on the table got lit on fire. Someone who is nervous about his money, the house could go up in flames, you don't think. He's going to go and extinguish it. Even though he knows extinguishing is an iser, but you get to tumult. Chazal tell us already, when a person's money is in danger of being lost, he doesn't think straight, and he does things that he may know in his mind that it's really aser, but it just happens. But if he would know there's a way of doing it that's mutter, so then he would know he would do it that way. But since he doesn't have any other way to do it, he just, his body goes and does things that are aser. But if he learns Hilchas Shabbos, he'll know there's ways of doing it. That you pour water on the other side of the tablecloth, so that when the fire gets to that part, it'll go out by himself. That's only a gram kibui. It's only being goyrim it. That's okay, b'makom hafsit. Kibui is only maybe a melach shein tzirich l'gufa, the rabbanon. So you could call a guy to do it. So there are eitzas, but you have to know the eitzas. If you don't know the eitzas, you can come to big yisurim. V'chein be'isur boirer. When it comes to bayr, also, it's very easy for a person to be over on an iser because he doesn't know. Derech mashal says Chavetz Chaim. I'll give you another common case. You have two different types of fowl of meat. And you want to pick out one of them, but you're not eating it now. You're going to put it aside to eat later. Isser gomer who can bevor bepaiskim. That's aser. Eliyikach man mashu roitz alechel achshav. The eitzah is you take out what you want to eat right now. In other words, you bar the eichel. That's what you want to eat. And miyad is also and has to be miyad. Vashar yishar memela. And whatever's left, okay, it's left over. That's even if your kavana is because that you plan on eating later, but you didn't do anything. You took out what you want to eat now, and the other one is left for later. V'chein lukoid hashuman shal hacholav. Shekirin smantana, whatever that is. But simsum, yesh bazem mishum bayir. That's to skim off the fat that's on top of the milk, so that if you take it, if you go mamish down to the milk, you're just taking that off, so that's bayir. Aliyaniach ma'at letzadachol. If you have to leave a little bit of that shuman there, that cream there on top, letzara chalav, oy sheyikach me'achalav imoy, or you go down into the chalav, so then you're taking from both. Void kama v'kama halachas binyan bar. V'chein b'malachas dosh, v'lisha, u'melabein, u'v'shari avas malachas. Or there's always these common cases of all these things. Of dosh could be when you have nuts and kernels of things that you take off the outside. Lisha is for sure common, and malabit also is when you have to clean things. Ubishalay lamad, someone who doesn't learn yuchel b'nekel lichashav b'hem shenimsa b'cholechur kamei prote halachas shenegia b'isur deraisa. All of them have many different details that have isur deraisa. Ubiprat binyan bishul, ushehiya v'atmana, uhilchusa rabosimoid, when it comes to cooking, when it comes to leaving things on the fire, when it comes to insulating things, these are big halachas, baharbe chiluke dinim, hanegea lemaisa. These are not just not practical, they're all practical halachas. And this is a very famous line that he says, everybody, whenever they quote the Hakdam of the Mishnah Berurah, this is the line everybody quotes from. Ukvar heid hagoyin bal urim v'tumim b'sifrei Yaras HaDvash, and the bal urim v'tumim in his sefer Yaras Dvash, which is, this is the Rebbe Yenis and Ibeshitz, he was meyid ki yevsher klal b'metzias. It is impossible, practically, sheinotzel mi'isr Shabbos im lo yilmo kaladinim aborim heitav heitav, unless you learn all the halachas. Very, very good. Hey, aburiyam clearly heitav heitav. It's impossible b'metzias to not to be over on Eser Shabbos. Okay, so we've established that we got to learn the halachas. B'nei achas me'asibos asher yimona lo'olam hayadia b'hilchos Shabbos. Now, what's the reason why people don't really know Hilchos Shabbos well? U'mipnei shalacha chamura himoid, because it's a very serious halacha. V'efsher lehav nechamer doesn't mean serious, it means it's also a hard. It's a hard thing to learn all the pratim. Just to go learn Shulchan Aruch is very hard to understand. Unless you know where the Shulchan Aruch is coming from, the sources, in the Gemara and the Paiskim, which is really what, when the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, that was really his matara. That you really should know everything from before, and this is just the bottom line, and it just sums it up. That's what he, you know, that's what he wrote it for. So, but, you know, it's a hard thing to do. And if just to learn the Shulchan Aruch without knowing the background, it's very hard to get all the details. In our times, people don't have time to do this. People are so busy. Times are tough. There's a lot of persecution. We're just not able to spend as much time learning the halachas the same way. So you say, okay, I do have time. I learn the sugya, I learn the tour and the Beis Yosef. But then there's so many machloksim among the paiskim in each and every single detail. Like I read, he was Meirich in my Akdama to Chelek Aleph, which is saying why he wrote the entire Mishnah Berurah, because it's very hard to just learn the Shulchan Aruch and there's so many details. But for sure in Hilchos Shabbos. So therefore I rose up and I was awakened, Bez Hashem, Levar Gam Halacha Zua Chamura, to also explain this halacha, the serious halacha of Hilchos Shabbos, Kol Din V'Din, every halacha, B'taymoy V'Nimuka Mi'Gemara Paiskim, with reasons and its backgrounds from the Gemara and the Paiskim. Gam Yavur, so besides for that, it will also be explained, Maskonos Hachroinim LaHalacha Al Kol Prat Shenechleku Boya Paiskim HaKoidmen. We have earlier Paiskim, like Rishayim and Paiskim, earlier Paiskim that argue, and then we have the Achroinim who come along and tell us, well, now what do you do? So that will also be explained in my Mishnah Berurah. Gam Bekama Mekoimes HaChamurim. There's also, in some very hard places, Kimoi. Simin Reish Mem Gimel, Reish Mem Dal, Reish Mem Ches, Reish Nun Gimel, Reish Nun Dal, V'oid Beharbe Beharbe Simonim, Asisi Psicha. I made a preface to the Simon, Mitchila, Kedei Shebeneko Achakach Lahavin Divrei Shulchan Aruch. I give you a preface of the Yisoidus, of where it's coming from, what the Gemara say, or what the Paiskim say, what the Machleksim are, so then you can know when you start learning the Shulchan Aruch, you'll be able to see it clearly. Uvekama avis melachos, and in some of the avis melachos, lakatias asharoshim, I collected the roots midivrei Harambam ushar rishonim kidei shiyeda aloch aburya, so that you should see it and know it clearly. In other words, even though we're learning the Shulchan Aruch, but I'll bring you the other rishonim who many times they explain certain things, so you'll have a clear understanding. Gam kivatznu by misifrei achroinim oid kam in yonim chadoshim amitzuyim izmaneinu lemaisa. Then there's new things. So Shulchan Aruch wrote his Pirish in the 1500s. We're holding now in the 1800s, 1900s. So there's new things that come up. So I'm going to bring you from Svarim that are in our times that speak about the newer things that are common Lemaisa and how they apply. V'akava Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, and I'm hoping Be'ez Hashem, Shemi Sheyomad Ato, Halacha Yeda Kol Din B'Taim V'Nimuka LaHalacha LaMaisa. Anyone who learns now the halachas is able to know each halacha LaMaisa, what to do, its reasons, its background. V'Roy V'Nochen L'Chol Yorei V'Chorei L'Dvar Hashem. And it's fitting and proper for any person who's a Yarei V'chare L'Dvar Hashem, he fears and he's trembling to do the Dvar Hashem properly, L'chaynen Chaburus, he should establish Chaburus. L'umay Hilchus Shabbos, these Chaburus should be established to learn Hilchus Shabbos, K'dei Shalei Chash L'Vam, so people shouldn't stumble in these halachas. U'chadisa B'yalkut Reish Parshas V'yakel, like it says in the Yalkut, in the beginning of Parshas V'yakel, Amar le'HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Aseh L'cha Kehilos G'dolos, make for yourself big gatherings. U'drosh lifneihem b'rabim Hilchos Shabbos, and in front of them, you should darshan Hilchos Shabbos. V'yadua, Shashmira Shabbos k'tikunai, hu kiruv l'gula. Keeping Shabbos properly is what brings the gula close. K'may Shomer Chazal, Yemoli Shomer Yisol Shtei Shabbos, Miyad HaNigalim. If Klal Yisrael will keep two Shabbosos, Miyad HaNigalim, Shanamar and the Gemar and the Medrash brings a pasuk there. So this is the Akdama of why we're having our Chabura to learn Hilchos Shabbos. So let's just start for a few moments. Simen Reish Mem Beis. Let's start just for a few moments to learn the Halacha. Now before we even start, let us start with the Mishnah Berura, before we see the Shulchan Aruch. Because again, here's a place where he gives Akdama. So, Afilu. We'll learn that next time. But the Mishnah Berurah begins. Hinei ikar mitzvahs oinig Shabbos nisparish lonei ayde anavim. The first siman is going to talk about oinig Shabbos. What you need to do, how much you have to spend, what you need to do to have proper foods that are an oinig for Shabbos, a pleasure for Shabbos. So where does this mitzvah of oinig Shabbos come from, that I have to enjoy Shabbos? Nisparish lonei ayde anavim. It comes from the Nevi'im. The pasuk says, you should call for Shabbos, meaning call means to make it oineg, a pleasurable thing. So, v'yesh paiskim shesvirlei, there are paiskim that hold, it's not from the Nevi'im, it's even more chamer, a higher level, it's minatayra. Shabbos is part of the category of, we say, things that are mikroi kodesh. Shenemar uvayoyim hashvi Shabbos shabbosoin mikro kodesh. Umikro kodesh, what does mikro kodesh mean? Pirshu chazal b'safra, dehainu lekadshoi, to sanctify it, ulechabdoi, and to honor it, b'chsus nekia, with clean clothing, ula angay, and to make it pleasurable, ba'oineg achila v'shtia. So if that's what mikro kodesh means, and Shabbos is called, now mikro kodesh are yamim tovim usually. Those are all the mikro ela, mayad Hashem, mikro kodesh. That's usually what it is. It's referring to yantif. But since, this is, he brings it to Ramban and Parshas Emor, that since it says, the Lashon of Ayyim HaShvi, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Mikra Kodesh, so it's considered one of the Mikra Kodesh, so it's included in this halacha as well, of Oineg Ba'achila V'shtia. V'ifligu Chazal Ma'oid B'mitzvazu. Chazal talked about this mitzvah, that it's a very important mitzvah, V'amru. Someone who is ma'anek es haShabbos, he makes it pleasurable. Noisin loy nachala b'li mitzarim. He gets a portion that has no borders to it, endless. V'nitzo m'shibin malchus. V'zoicha v'zel ashiras. V'ayin sham oid kama mamorim binyan zeh. The Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches says all different mamorim of what it is a person who is ma'anek es haShabbos. So this is the hakdama here, that there's a mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos. Now, in this mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos, we're going to have a problem. And the problem is that there are different levels in the Gemara of what you need to do to be Ma'anek Es HaShabbos. V'hineh, Begeder mitzvah zu yesh gimel mamari chazal bazeh. There are three different mamari chazal in three different places, and we have to figure out how they all work together. Aleph, the first one is, Had amru the tzarich la'angay bidagim gedolim v'roshei shumen v'tavshel shel tardin shezoi amaychol choshe bizmanayim. One Gemara says, you know how you make Shabbos pleasurable? You have big fish. You have these shumen is some type of vegetable or something. V'tavshel shel tardin. These were all in the days of Chazal choshe v'macholim. So they said, you want to be manigas a Shabbos? Prime rib, that's what you have to have. You have to have the chashuv stuff. V'chein b'chol makum u'makum l'fi min hagoi, yangu b'machalim u'v'mashkim ha'chashuvim l'hem oinek. Every place is different, what they enjoy. So in your place, whatever is the chashuv stuff, That's what you have. Ulefi shemin astam roivnei adam ikur inuga anugam bevaser v'yayin migdonis. Lechach isa b'simin reishnun diyarbe bevaser v'yayin migdonis kefi yocholtei. In Shulchan Aruch, it's going to tell us in reishnun you should have meat and wine and all delicacies. Now you're telling me what do you mean? Maybe if I live in a place that meat's not a delicacy, they like fish there better or something like that. So he says, but since roivnei adam. Most people, this is something that you could call oinig, basar, yayin, and migdonis. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says it that way. But what he means is, and this klal is, chashev machal. So that's number one. Beis, we have a second mamar chazal. Hada amru, dafilu davar muat shasu l'chvay Shabbos, kaya mitzvah oinig Shabbos. Even some small thing. If you did it specially for Shabbos, that's enough. Dafilu kasa daharsana. You fry some small little sardines, little fish. You fry them, that's already called Oinik Shabbos. Now, one second, you just said before, Dogim Gedoylim. You said all the big stuff. Now you tell me, I take a little sardines and I cook it up for Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos, that's called Oinik Shabbos. Then we have Gimel, a third Mamre Chazal. Hadam Rebbe Kiva, Asei Shabbat Chalchol, Vatitztarach Lebrius. Listen, if you can't afford it, so then. Make your Shabbos weekday. Don't do anything special for Shabbos. And if your choice is coming on to other people, whether it's borrowing money, as we'll see further in the Mishavura, but the simple is, don't come on to other people if you can't afford it. I say Shabbat Chachal. So that is the, so those are the three mamarim. So we're going to stop here at the three mamarim, because this is what the rest of this Mishabura is going to come, and to explain how these are talking about three different types of people and or scenarios, and when Chazal gave us this mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, they made it that it should fit every person, lefi his financial situation, lefi his status, lefi what he likes, etc., etc., and in that way we'll be able to see all the different, how these three Mamari Chazal work together, but Bez Hashem, we at least made a haschala, and Bez Hashem, we will continue next time.